Hey, welcome to another episode of Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. So, I'm going to kick it right off and just ask you a question. What's the silliest or the weirdest thing you tried to convince your kids is true, if you have kids? The reason why I ask is this. If you've ever been on an airplane in the last, decade or so, or really the last 20 years, you've seen this magazine in the seat backs on some of the airlines that says SkyMall, right? And you look at it and it's really just a catalog, it's like a sharper image catalog, basically. You can buy stuff on there. But I remember the first time I got on a plane, I saw SkyMall, and the idea just, kind of made me laugh inside, like, what if there really was a mall in the sky? So I tried to convince my youngest daughter that SkyMall is really a mall in the sky, and she was not buying it. She's definitely too sharp. She was like, how would they even just get it to float? You know what I mean? Like, no matter what I could say, she was not believing me. My wife even tried to play along. She was not believing us that SkyMall is a mall in the sky. So what's the craziest thing you try to convince your kid is true? That's my dog. Okay, so if someone breathes like on the same block as our house, our dog barks. It's something. So that's what you hear in the background. But yeah, I got a cool episode for you today. We are going to, okay, so we had last episode, I interviewed my wife about plants and how she names her plants and stuff. And she, I said, I'm going to have you back on again. And she said, anytime I'll come on and talk about plants, right? So I'm going to call her bluff and we're going to do a plant segment with my wife. And she doesn't even know it yet. Okay. I'm just going to kind of spring it on her and see how it goes. Cause that's how I do. So should be fun. Should be a cool episode, but yeah, think about the question. You can always message me. I'd love to share some of the responses, what's the silliest thing you've ever tried to convince your kids is true? So, or if you're an aunt or an uncle, it could be like your nieces and nephews. We could count that too. So yeah, let us know. Going to be a cool episode. We're going to talk about some stuff. And just go with it random. I don't even know the theme of where this episode is going to go at this point. I'm just going to kind of roll with it and see where it goes. Talk about some NBA maybe. Once again, I asked on the last episode, how do you feel about the NBA reopening, this NBA restart thing that they're going to start here at the end of July? Are you down with it? Do you feel like it's inappropriate? Due to social distancing and everything else going on, what do you feel? So let me know. Talk about that as well. I'm not really sure how I feel, I, in one hand, I really want to watch some basketball and, I feel as though, if there's not going to be a lot of fans in the crowd and, there's social distancing, all the players have been tested, it should be okay. But who knows, who knows if I'm right for thinking that. I don't even know if I'm right for thinking that. So I'm not even sure at this point whether or not I'm going to watch. So I'm still kind of playing that by ear. I'd like to hear others' opinions on that, what they plan to do with this NBA season, this restart going on. Side note, I really think the Blazers, whether I watch or not, I think the Blazers are, let's just say they were 200-1 odds in Vegas. I think about a month ago when they announced, or maybe a week ago, and now they're 100-1 odds. Because Vegas knows that, look, Portland may have had a rough season, but they got Nurkic coming back from an injury. They got Zach coming back from an injury. They're going to be stacked, okay? Carmelo's got more time to, get in that NBA shape and conditioning. And with him moving to small forward, I really think this team really has a chance to make a run in this restart thing. So that's something for the people who are watching definitely to check out. If you're, going to Vegas to bet some money legally on this game. Man, I mean, on this tournament, man, I mean, Portland might win you some money. I mean, the odds aren't as high, but still 100-1 is pretty high odds for it. I mean, if you look at it objectively, it's almost, of the teams invited, it's almost anybody's game. Like, everyone's healthy. Portland isn't the only team that's gotten back injured players, you know? And who knows, you know, it's really anybody's game with all this time off. So it's going to be a real interesting restart to see what happens. I mean, there's favorites, but a team could really come out of nowhere. Like, any team that's there really has a shot to come out and win this thing. So, but
I think Portland really does.
I don't know if that's my bias from being a Blazer fan, but I mean, objectively, no, I really think they got a shot. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, the Blazers are going to win, but they are. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they got a shot. I'm not saying for sure that they're going to win, but for sure they are going to win. I'm not saying that, although they are going to win for sure. I'm going to sound stupid if I'm not right, but I don't care. I don't care. They're going to win. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing I'm going to say every time, though. If anyone's ever watched a Happy Hour show, they know that I'm going to say that I predict every year that the Blazers are going to go 82-0 or something ridiculous like 79-3. That's just who I am. That's what I like to do, you know, talk shit about my team. Or, you know, that's what I do. So, yeah. So the NBA, yeah, I still don't know, you know, just wrapping this segment up, I really don't know whether I'm going to watch it. I'm really conflicted, but at the same time, I'm excited to see if the Blazers can make a run. So part of me does want to watch, but we'll see what happens. I don't know if I'll get a guilty conscience or, you know, this virus thing is real. Like, man, it's scary. It really is, because it doesn't really matter. The death rate percentage doesn't matter. It's still too high. Okay. That's still too high. Any lives lost is bad. And when it's, you know, multiple and it's really a lot higher among people above a certain age, then you should care about those people above a certain age. Even if they aren't your grandparents or aunts and uncles, they're still people. They're still human beings. So if we can, a little extra protection is going to save some of their more vulnerable, healthy lives and give them at least some more time. You know, is it that much of a hassle for you to wear a mask? No, surgeons can do it. They do it all fucking day. They got to wear masks and shit. You know, certain types of doctors, and they survive. They do it every day, all the time for their job. Okay. You can do it for a while to get this until they can get a vaccine and get this thing under control. You'll survive. No one's forcing you to wear them in your house or when you're safely social distanced outside. Okay. So don't be so weak sauce about this shit. Like, wear a fucking mask, okay? It's ridiculous that people made this into a political thing, or that I'm even having to fucking talk about it on my show. Because when I first came out with this podcast, I didn't want it to even have to be like this. And that's why it's not going to be like this for the whole episode. I don't even like to have to talk about these kind of issues and shit. But I can't just ignore this shit. Like, come on, get with the shit, okay? Wear a fucking mask, toughen up, don't throw a fit in the middle of the floor of Costco and this shit and all this stuff. Just come on, man. Don't go into McDonald's and throw a fit. Okay. Without going down a rabbit hole, I'm gonna put this really bluntly. If the government or the secret whoever, Skull and Bones or whoever the fuck, Illuminati, George Soros, that you think is in charge of all this shit, if they wanted to take away your fucking rights and all this shit, they could find better ways than a fake virus or fake school shootings to take away your rights, okay? You motherfuckers are paranoid about the dumbest shit. I mean, maybe you have a right to be paranoid about that shit, but the idea that this coronavirus, they're using some virus, you know, they made up a whole virus. Somehow you think that they made up a whole virus to oppress you, but they can't somehow exaggerate the death rate. Because what you don't get is, even the death rate was as low as it is still a serious thing, okay? It still is. Mention the flu. The flu is a fucking serious thing too, okay? And you should take precautions. That bullshit doesn't stop the argument, okay? So wear a mask. Don't be a punk, okay? No school shootings are not faked. side issue are not faked to take away your gun rights. Okay? Quit being a dumb shit. Okay? I'm sick of dumb shits. Okay? Quit being dumb shits. Okay? And if you're a dumb shit and you listen to my podcast, tune out. Okay? Dumb shit. Anyway, this is going to be a great episode. This is going to be enough of my political ranting for this episode. We're going to keep it fun from this point. We're going to come back and talk to my wife about plants, and she doesn't know it yet. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. We'll be back. All right. Welcome back to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. And before we have plant time with my wife, we're actually going to talk to Strawberry, who's back on the show. We're going to talk about the cool barn you made. But first, I really think we should talk about Sky Mall, okay? Okay. So, the look on her face. So, anyway, Strawberry here doesn't think Sky Mall is it really a mall in the sky.
Because how would they make it float?
Well,
wait, is it a mall in the airplane?
No, it's like a giant floating mall
in the sky. I don't get how they make it float.
Well, how do they make the Death Star float on Star Wars?
That's not real, though.
How do you know? It took a place a long time ago in a galaxy far away. It even says it in those words that come down at the beginning.
There is another galaxy.
I know. That's where, like, Chewbacca and all them are. Luke Skywalker. You're silly. So you really don't believe Sky Mall is real?
No.
Okay, so just because you don't think it's possible for them to make such a big thing float in the sky?
There's no way they can make it float.
But I showed you a picture of a mall that said Sky Mall on the mall.
It could just be called Sky Mall because it has a lot of stories or because you can see the sky.
Can't you see the sky in all the malls? Well, the ones with skylights?
No. Not much of them have that many windows.
You can see the sky in Lloyd Center and Pioneer Place, I think.
But you can see
the... At least you used to be able to in Lloyd Center. Now I'm like, I went there. Man, what happened to Lloyd Center? We're going to talk about your barn in a second, but I have to talk to my people. What on earth happened to... Well, all the malls, but it seems like Clackamas, for those that go to, you know, Lloyd and Clackamas, it seems like Clackamas kind of did the thing that a lot of other malls and other areas are doing and adding other outside type stores and big restaurants. They got Dave and Buster's and all this stuff to kind of keep the mall afloat, but I don't know what's going on in the Lloyd Center. They better do something. Man, side note, if you do go to the Lloyd Center, go to Cultural Blends. Go to Hannah's, support, man. Joe Brown's, all that. But, man, that mall needs something else. So, we're going to talk about your barn since you don't believe in Sky Mall. Uh-oh. Okay, so tell us about the barn you built here.
Okay. So, I'm right here. I'm getting another thing out.
Okay.
So, I'll have to describe it a lot because you guys can't really see it.
Okay.
So here, there's like these stalls that I made, and each horse goes in one stall. And then they're made out of cardboard. So this barn is made out of a box.
Okay.
And I cut off all of the, the things on the side.
Uh-huh.
On the top, and then I cut off the flaps, and then I used another smaller box to make stall doors.
That's dope.
To open and close the stalls, and then I used small bits of paper for shavings for the horse's bed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So this is pretty cool. So you did one like this before.
Yeah, it's right there.
This one, yeah.
It's almost the same. It just doesn't have stall doors. This one does, though. It has like a marker in the side of the wall, and then a fence and a string going across attaching it.
So did you see a way to do this, or did you just come up with this on your own?
I came up with it.
This is pretty awesome, kid. What's this right here?
A poo bucket. It has all the poo in it.
For the horse poo, that's awesome.
And I also made another thing.
Okay, what's that?
I don't want to talk about. So, it's a tack room. It's called a tack room. And it's where you store, like, the saddles and brushes and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, I have a bucket of brushes and some ribbons that the barn won. I also have some wheat and some buckets filled with rice as food.
Nice.
But I just use them for decoration. I don't actually put them in the food bins.
Those the ribbons?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I taped them. There's going to be more across the whole thing.
That's awesome.
It's going to be super fun. Over here on this little fence that I put in here, I hung up some bridles, which are the things that go on the horses, which are the reins.
Okay.
The bridles are the reins. And then some halters, which is on the horse's head when you lead them.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have a few sprays here and a bag of wheat. It's not an actual bag, but it's just a stuffed bag of wheat.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did that come with like one of the horses or like?
It came with my bigger horses.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And the brushes I have is a little thing for after baths. You actually get the extra water off by scraping it against the horse.
Okay.
Yeah. And then this is a dandy brush. You guys can't see it, so it has a strap here to hold it, and then it's almost like the feeling of toothbrush bristles, but okay, just a little less hard. And it's used to get the dirt off the horse. And it's in a little container, which used to be a carrot Easter egg, but I took the top off and used it as that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I also used little planters for little buckets for stuff like this.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get those from Mommy?
Yep.
That's awesome. What's this, like an arena right here? What's
going on? Yes, it's an arena. And it has the letters that, like, in case your trainer says, go across the diagonal, like, go diagonal across the arena and change direction. And then this is a jump made out of the toilet paper things and a straw.
You know, we have better ones. Do you want like this one?
Yeah.
More like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can just jump over it on your horse.
That's awesome. Good job.
Yeah, I really like it. I'm really proud of it.
So how long did this one take to make, probably?
Maybe around 15 minutes.
Really? Wow. That, what about when you made this one?
That one didn't take super long. That one took maybe 10 minutes.
That one's pretty awesome. I remember you had this one for a while.
I made that one myself.
That's awesome.
And I ruined it with a bunch of holes in the wall trying to make different stuff.
Oh, that was to hang stuff. Didn't you have stuff hanging from there before?
Yeah. Yeah. But then I made this tack room here. And I don't have to hang the saddles on the edges of the boxes now.
Nice.
So the flaps are stall dividers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I used bottle caps as well for little feed bowls.
Oh, nice. Good call. Yeah.
That's smart. Water bottle caps.
We got plenty of those.
Yeah, because nice. We just got a bunch of water bottles. And the arena is probably one of my favorite things. I really like the jump.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the jump's really nice. I'm going to make different levels of jumps, too.
Oh, okay.
So you can go higher and higher.
I think Mommy said we were going to give you more of those things, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me about us about your cool. Uh-huh. Man, you're creative. I'm impressed. We got to get some smaller horses for this, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, this is a really nice story. Definitely need some horses for.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to say?
It was hard to explain everything because you guys can't see it.
You did a good job, I think.
Yeah.
What did you call it? Like their bed, kind of?
The shavings are their bed, so they can just lay down and roll in it.
So that's like yellow paper.
Yeah, and then people have a job to actually like use this shovel that I have and neaten up the shavings.
Nice.
The horses roll in it. And poo in it.
But that's realistic, right? Is that really what they do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Horses poo in their bed.
Okay. That's sounds like something a dog would also do.
That's what
at least our dog would. I could see that. Yep.
Our cat would.
Yeah, all of them, all of that. So, thank you for sharing that. And you know where we might be able to find horses that fit this other barn?
It's a Melissa and Doug barn.
You know where has a Melissa and Doug store?
Where?
You know which mall has a Melissa and Doug store? The Sky Mall.
But where can we?
Sky Mall. We'll go on an airplane trip. The airplane will stop at the Sky Mall.
No, you can't go on airplanes because of coronavirus.
There's some people going on airplanes.
But I don't want to catch it.
I know, I don't either. It's pretty scary.
I don't want to go on.
Yeah, well, I'm just joking. We'll have to wait to go to Sky Mall.
I am very, very, very aware of corona.
For sure. We're not going
to sanitize every 10 minutes.
We're not going on a plane this year. But after they find a vaccine, we are going to take a trip to the mall in the sky.
Or do you mean a cure?
Cure. Vaccine. Well, they may never find a cure, but they'll have a vaccine.
Oh, like a flu shot.
It's kind of like the cure, I guess. You know what I mean?
Like a flu shot?
Yeah, exactly. Flu shot is not 100% effective, so you can't really call it a cure. There's no cure for the flu, otherwise it'd be gone. Yeah.
In this little barn.
I think I'm bad at science. I may be completely wrong, but they want to find a vaccine for coronavirus. I don't think they're going to cure it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong. If you're better on the science stuff, let me know, because science and math were the hardest parts of college for me, so I'm not going to lie. Science wasn't terrible, but it was still very
math is the hardest part of school.
Yeah, science isn't hard to grasp. It's just hard to stay awake during and hard to read.
I like science.
And hard to read those books.
I don't have to read so many books, though. I have to take tests in science.
Yeah. Okay, so, we will take a trip to Sky Mall when there's a vaccine and get some Melissa and Doug's.
I have tiny little horses in here, though.
They fit?
And a little cow. It's the same brand as these horses, Schleich, is a little cow.
So are you looking for some that are even a little smaller, or are they too big?
Like, about this size or smaller.
Okay.
And maybe even the cow size. Probably not the cow size.
Something in between, like maybe this horse and the cow?
Yeah.
Awesome. This is really cool.
And a little, or just a tiny bit smaller.
If anyone knows of a store that's open in the Portland area that sells lots of horse toys, let me know. Email me at originaldannyocean@gmail.com or just DM the show on Instagram. And because for real, I'm looking for some. There's not, as everyone knows, not all the stores are open. So if anyone knows, let me know.
Okay.
All right. Horse toys.
Yep. Horse toys. Horse Toys.
And not in the Sky Mall because we can't go this year.
Yeah. Okay. Horse Toys. In the Portland area.
Yes, Portland area. Okay. We're willing to go. I'm willing to go as far as, I don't know. Don't send me out to like freaking Woodburn, but just tell me where some Horse Toys are.
Is Forest Grove okay?
I'd prefer not, but if we have to, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, just let me know. If anyone knows of a dope shop that sells lots of different kind of horse toys, that would be great.
Is there a mall open?
Is the mall open? I don't know. I have not been in the mall since like January. No, I went to the mall in like February. To Cultural Blends. But yeah, I haven't been in the mall since before the virus started. I don't know if the mall's open.
I hope it is. Then they sell a lot of stuff there.
I mean, some of the malls been social distancing even before coronavirus, because you go in the mall and there's like three people in the whole place. So, if the mall's open, I'm sure we could go.
Three people in the whole mall?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome!
Yeah, I guess but there's also only like 17 stores open. So.
That's a lot.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, the Lloyd Center is not what it used to be. That's for sure.
I don't like being in big crowds at the mall, especially during December.
That's not your time to go to the mall if you don't like crowds.
Yeah, because everybody wants to go see Santa.
Have you ever been to the mall the day before Christmas?
No, it shouldn't be that busy because
family time. No, it's people last minute shopping, freaking out, getting gifts, and being upset at what's left. I worked at JCPenney at the mall at the Lloyd Center, and the day before Christmas was the worst. Well, the day after Christmas is the worst, too.
They freak out?
Oh, yeah, it was hectic. The whole mall, our store was a mess. And then the day after Christmas, also a mess. Those are the two worst days.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. This was before Black Friday was really a thing. So those were the two days. Was the day before Christmas.
Black Friday's cool.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Everything is on sale.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Sometimes those sales now are not what they used to be.
What's usually on sale?
Well, it used to be when that first became a thing. Which they need to change the name of, but that's a whole nother topic. But anyway, when that event first became a thing, there would really be big sales. Like people would go to Best Buy and Circuit City back when that used to be a thing, and you could really get super good deals on a laptop or a computer or a video game system. Like really good. Like the deals they offer now aren't like what they used to be, is all I'm saying. And so I see it as a lot of people go out and they fight. You know, I'm not going to go in a store and fight over a toy for Christmas. Like, it's not that serious. You know, it brings out the worst. It brings out the worst in people. And I think the other bad side of it is people who have to work on Thanksgiving night. Or, you know, I know not everyone celebrates that holiday, but a lot of people see that holiday as a time to get together with family and don't want to work on that day. And even if you don't celebrate that holiday, you don't want to be one of the only, like, five people in the world working on that day either when everyone else has it off. It's just rough. And then
you can also order something instead of fight in the store.
They could also move that day a week later or something, and just it doesn't, and not tie it to a day where people are with family and stuff. But that's just me.
Thanksgiving would be the worst to work at.
I think any holiday kind of is a bummer to work when all these people are kind of out. You can see all these people out having fun, and you're one of the only few people working. I mean, if you're getting paid overtime pay and it doesn't bother you, go for it. But
it would bother me.
Yeah, it did. I've worked on some holidays, even ones that I don't care for, and it's still a weird feeling. But
what ones?
One time I worked during the Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah, none of the teams I cared about were playing. This was back before you were even born. I worked for the cable company.
But you still needed to work.
They treated it like a holiday. We got like overtime pay for working during the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah, so I did it. It was like two teams I didn't even care about. So I was just like, yeah, I'll work during the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep, yep. So anyway, thank you for coming on. Anything else you want to say to everyone before I go to a commercial? Bye. All right. Thank you, Strawberry, for coming on. And coming up next, as I promise, we are going to hear about plants from my wife. After I go to a commercial break. Okay. So thank you, everyone. We will be back. All right, welcome back to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. And as promised, my wife is here to talk about plants with me, right? Should we? I feel like we should have like a little theme song for your segment, right? It's Plant Time with Mrs. Ocean. Yeah! Do-do-do-do-do-do. Shabita-bop-ba-da. Right?
No.
We could steal the Family Matters theme song. Why don't you sing the Family Matters theme song?
I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. So, what's a plant fact that you learned recently?
That I learned recently?
Yeah.
Recently.
Or just, you know, recently can be in the last 3 months.
Some plants, like, when they say they like high humidity, it's like a real thing. If you don't spray them, they get crispy around the edges of their leaves.
Interesting. Start to dry?
Yeah.
All right. You heard it here first.
They have. Probably not first. They have like little pores under their leaves also. Mm. I can't remember. They have a scientific name, but I'm not quite there yet.
Okay. So what plant are you on the hunt for now?
I don't know, because I just got like several of the ones that were on my list. So I don't know. I've been trying to decide like what's my next one to hunt. I'm not sure.
All right.
Pretty boring today.
Yeah. Well, it didn't have to be like a 10-minute segment like last time, but anything else you want to say about plants?
I am experimenting with propagation right now. I think that's kind of been more my focus than the actual plants. So I've gotten all kinds of cuttings from people, and they're in different jars of water all around the house, and we'll just like see how many of them grow roots and how many of them rot.
Propagation.
Yeah, making a new plant from a mature plant. Make a baby plant.
Science and shit. That's dope. So what are you going to name the next plant?
I don't know. Remember, I told you they tell me their
name. Can I pick the name?
I guess.
Like Agnes?
Sure.
Or what's a good old lady name? I'm blanking. You usually have good ones. Patricia?
Patricia's not like an old lady name. That's like a...
Or Gretchen?
That's a Karen name.
How about Gretchen? That's a sexy name, right?
I have a friend named Gretchen.
Whoops.
Gretchen is coming back into style, I think. But Agnes is a good one.
What about Gargamel?
Sure.
Do you know who Gargamel is?
Yeah, isn't that like a little... He's the antagonist of something.
He was like the guy that had the big pot and the mean cat, and he like tried to cook all the Smurfs all the time.
Yeah, the Smurfs, yeah.
Yeah. Remember he had the rad like Danny DeVito haircut?
Yes.
Big eyebrows, yeah.
But they all always do.
Yeah, every like 80s cartoon villain. They
always have your eyebrows.
You're never coming on here again. That's terrible.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I need to do something about these. But yeah, I don't know how you fix eyebrows. I don't want to make them too...
No, your eyebrows are fine.
You know what I mean. I don't want to look like the dad from the OC, but I don't want to like... I also don't want to look like I spend time like getting my eyebrows done at a salon either.
You've gone how many years not dealing with your eyebrows? Like, you're fine.
Well, I deal with them a little bit. I like, you know, I kind of trim the top so they don't go up way high. Yeah. Oh boy! So he just busted in with a string cheese and his. What are you wearing? Shoes and underwear.
Yeah. Undies and his Sonic undies and his speed shoes.
Nike speed shoes.
There you go. Bye.
He just took off down the hallway. All right. Well, thanks for joining us for another plant segment. That was awesome. Anything else you want to say?
Nope.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and I'm sure we're going to have you back to talk about plants if you don't mind.
I love plants.
You do? Okay. You know anything you want to say about Sky Mall, since that's the theme of my episode?
Sky Malls are real, y'all.
Well, I tried to convince her again about the Sky Mall, and she was not buying it.
She came running in here and was like, Daddy keeps saying there's a Sky Mall. And I said, yeah, there is. And she goes, what's a Sky Mall, Mom? And I said, it's a mall in the sky. And she was like, that's not a thing.
She does not believe it. She's like, how do they make it float? I was like, how do they make the Death Star float on Star Wars? And she was not. That was not a good reason for her. So, yeah. So I'm going to go to a break here and wrap up the episode. Thank you for coming on. We will be back.
Bye.
She said bye. Welcome back to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. And I got coffee. I love Saturday morning. You know, I love dark roast coffee. I know I've said this before. I like the spoon to stand up in it. So I want to thank everyone for listening. You know, I want to thank my daughter for taking time to talk about her really cool horse project that she made. I'm so impressed with her creativity and just her compassion and her, man, I tell you what, if any human on this planet was born with compassion, it's my daughter, my youngest daughter, all my kids, but I'm just saying, like, because I'm talking about her right now, just, she's got one of the greatest hearts in the world. So, it's no debating. And I want to thank my wife for coming on and, you know, talking about plants. And I love that she's got a cool hobby like that. And we're going to have her on in the future. You know what I mean? For real. Talk about plants more and annoy her with questions about other stuff like Sky Mall. So yes, Sky Mall is real, to sum it up. Oh, and also, if you have an opinion on the NBA restart, you know, are you going to watch or not? If you are going to watch, I know a lot of people are saying any team has a chance. So what's your opinion on that? Hold up, coffee break. Yeah, what's your opinion? Does any team really have a chance? I think they do. Because of the long pause and people being social distance, it's really anyone's game. A lot of teams, including Portland, have gotten a lot of injured players back. So a lot of teams are going to be at full strength. Some won't because of lingering injuries or, you know, people who are out in quarantine because of the virus. But a lot of those teams showing up are going to be at full strength. So it really is anybody's game. What I mean to say is I would not laugh at any opinion given of the teams invited that anyone has a chance. So if, you know, let me know and we'll talk about that. Thanks for listening to another episode. As I promised in previous episodes, I'm going to keep regular episodes of the show coming. They'll be more frequent. The social distancing and all that, the virus really put a strain on making new episodes for a long time. You know, everyone was kind of, including me, was in a place of contemplating, making the most at home, you know, and just, you know, not knowing how to really talk about it. And so I did a couple episodes talking about the virus and, you know, it was just, you know, anyway, I don't got to explain why there was a long pause in episodes. The point being, we're going to be back with more. I'm going to have more episodes coming on a regular basis here. So it should be awesome. And I want to thank all our continuing listeners, any new listeners. Thank you for tuning in. If you like the podcast, recommend it to people you know. You can listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public. I know I'm forgetting a few more. I apologize. But yeah, you can find the podcast almost anywhere podcasts are. And if you have any, I'm always taking food recommendations. I always say that. Let me know. Anyone who's a happy hour listener, like we mentioned, like Shada was on the last episode, there will be new episodes of the Happy Hour show coming in August. So I'm excited about that. Actually going to a taping tonight. Oh man. And the guest. So for anyone listening to this
podcast today, the day it came out. You can check my Instagram stories because I'll be doing shots of the taping tonight, and you can see who the awesome guest is we have coming on. I'm not going to spoil it now. But yeah, go to my Instagram stories or the Happy Hour Instagram stories tonight, and we'll be doing that if you're listening to this podcast the day it drops. We got a great guest, great other guests coming in the rest of the season too. It's going to be probably our most packed guest filled season yet, even more than last season. So we're excited about that Happy Hour show. We're nearing on an episode 100, I believe. Not quite there yet, but we're getting close. So it's been a long, fun ride. And we're going to be doing new episodes of the After Hours Show podcast, which is the other podcast I'm on as a co-host with Shado, it's a lot like the Happy Hour Show, but less structured and just more goofing around. But we still talk about drinks and bullshit news stories, and it's a lot like a more drunk version of the Happy Hour Show. So I'm on too many shows, point being. But if you're a crossover listener and you know me from the other stuff, there's your announcement of what's going on. Thank everyone for tuning in. Another episode will be coming soon. Until next time, this has been Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Be safe, everyone.